Welcome to our Annalie Cringe Fest podcast. This is Kyle Williams and Michael Hardesty. We'll be your hosts for today.
All right, so today we'll be talking about what it means to be a global citizen. Joining us today, we have a special guest, Colin Elliott. How you doing, Colin?
Pretty good, Sir Michael.
All right, so Colin, you're a freshman at Annalie High School, correct?
Yes, that is true.
And you'd say you don't know much about global citizenship?
I would hate to agree.
All right, so we're going to try and inform you what a global citizen is.
Okay.
All right, what is a citizen?
I think a citizen is someone who lives in a country and maybe owns a house there.
Okay, so with this information, what do you think a global citizen is?
I think a global citizen is probably someone who lives in multiple places.
Okay, that was a good guess. It's actually what most people think. But a global citizen is, in fact, someone who encourages their community to help with the rest of the world. That could include, like, getting your community to push the government to give more funds to around the world and such.
Oh, okay. Thank you for telling me that.
All right. Knowing this information, would you be willing to participate in global citizenship? Do you want to be a global citizen?
Yes, I do want to be a global citizen, but how could I do that?
Well, there are many ways you could help out. An example I can think of are there are tons of nonprofit organizations around the United States and around the world that'll graciously take your money to help, like, kids get an education. And there's also protests. I don't know any off the top of my head, but they're trying to get the government to fund more stuff around the world. And if you don't have the money, just informing people about what they can do to help in global citizenship is an amazing way to help. Actually, thinking about it, Kyle, wasn't there a fundraiser at Annalie last night?
Yeah, there was, Michael. Annalie had a variety show raising money for schools and local gardens in Mexico. They got their $2,000 that they needed to reach their $20,000 goal. The Annalie Variety Show is a fun talent show, basically, that the Annalie students set up themselves. Another example would be when last year, me and my family, we went to go do something fun, and we came across this trailer that these people had set up that was, you got to basically adopt or fund a kid from another foreign country that you could help out and give money to so they could go to school and get a quality education. So basically, when we got to this trailer area, they had this entire little maze set up that you walked through and showed you about what these kids' lives looked like and how they lived. Once you walked through the maze area, you would get to an area that opened at the end that had a bunch of cards of these kids that you could fund and give money.
These are great examples, but if you live in a bad community where it's hard to participate in this, helping your community so they can then provide for the rest of the world is a great place to start. You could volunteer at the local soup kitchen or food bank. But if you don't have time to do that, just telling a friend is the best way to help.
So sadly, we're coming to an end. And I just want you all to know, don't forget to become a global citizen and go and help wherever you can. Tell your friends, family, and everyone.